Ever wondered why people fight? Have you been in a fight yourself? How did you feel? Were you angry? Did you want to hurt the person you were fighting? What about if you lost the fight? Do you remember how angry you felt? And if you won the fight, do you remember the bad feeling that you had about hurting someone else? Can you imagine war? Thousands of people fighting. People being injured by guns and knives. So many angry people. Thousands of people being hurt. Imagine how they feel. In wars, many people are killed. Many of them do not even know what the war is for. The people that hurt someone else, imagine how bad they might feel. Imagine their nightmares when they sleep. Then think about how unhappy they would feel. Do you see how no one wins when people fight? Can you feel how people's anger just hurts? It just hurts others, and it hurts also the person that is angry. When you are angry, you make others angry too. And angry people start fights. Angry people start wars that make many more people unhappy. Sometimes people think that angry people are strong. But anger comes when people cannot hack it and they just are scared. Just like a dog that barks and barks when they're scared, they're trying to make the thing that they're barking at scared too. But really, they are the most scared. Sometimes they're scared because their mother has left, or their brother fights with them, but always there's something that has scared them. Can you think for a moment about peace? When you're feeling peaceful, you feel as though everyone is your friend, as though every person might be a part of your family. When you feel peace, you are happy and strong. You feel as though there is nothing to be afraid of, and that there's nothing you cannot do. Inside all of us, there is peace and strength, and also there is anger and fear. It is up to us to decide which we want to be. Do we want to be a person that is angry and scared, and makes other people angry too? Do we want to be that person that starts fights and wars? People like that can never be happy. Or do we want to be a person that is peaceful and strong? A person that makes people want to stop fighting and find peace and happiness too. To be the peaceful person, we must be strong. We need to let go of fear and anger in our lives and think about peace and strength. Meditation is a great way for us to focus on our strengths and let go of our weaknesses.